Sleepless by Plowligator, narrated by Rhea314. Fandom, Nirvana and Fire. Pairing, Lin Chu or Mei Changsu or Suzhe, Xiao Jingyan. Chapter 1. Lin Chu had been a healthy young animal, well-fed, well-exercised, and hot-blooded. Discomfort, when it came, was in the form of saddle sores, aching muscles, or tasteless field rations. Fleeting and bearable. At the end of the day, Lin Chu retired to a bed in the serene expectation of a well-earned and uninterrupted night of sleep. Mei Changsu, in contrast, was prone to restlessness. Even when he was tired, which was frequently, he slept fitfully, interrupted by night terrors or his own aching bones. It was an aspect of his health that he never intended Jingyan to find out about. But then, well. Looking at things optimistically, he was quite sure Jingyan would never guess his true identity from their time in bed together. On the other hand, having Jingyan see him like this was not only humiliating, but also invited questions he would rather not answer. After all, it was impossible to hide when Jingyan insisted on sleeping wrapped around him like a cloak, nose pressed into Mei Changsu's neck, open palms swayed across his ribs. Of course he would be awakened by Mei Changsu's tossing and turning, the jerk into wakefulness that followed a nightmare, the sweating, the coughing. Mei Changsu had fully expected Jingyan to turn away in the face of such unpleasantness, to draw back and retreat to his own chambers after their liaisons. Instead, he got solicitous hands rubbing his back, stroking his hair, bringing him water and damp cloths and braziers. "Your Highness," he rasped out, half out of bed as Jingyan rose and lit candles. "Please go back to sleep." "I am awake now," Jingyan said calmly. "Do not worry. I'm used to keeping odd hours." He climbed back under the covers, running a hand down Mei Changsu's flank as if he were soothing a startled horse. Strange. He had never recalled Jingyan being so tactile when they were young. "Stay up with me a while. Tell me about Langya Hall. I have never been. What is it like?" "I have something for you," said Jingyan the next time they met. "You do?" Mei Changsu said blankly, and Jingyan looked abashed. "A small thing," he said. "I only thought, well." He drew a small package wrapped in silk from the inside of his robes. "My mother has medicine that aids in peaceful sleep. I thought it might help you." "Your Highness," said Mei Changsu, "I would not dare accept such a valuable gift. And from noble consort Jing herself, who is such a learned physician, any discomfort I suffer is much too trivial to warrant something so precious." "It's quite all right," said Jingyan. "It's for you. I asked her to make it." Mei Changsu drew a breath to respond, and then stopped. "You asked her, you say?" he asked. Oh dear, he was feeling rather faint all of a sudden.
"Why, yes," said Jingyan, as if it were obvious.
"And you told her
that I wished for something to ease my good friend's troubles?"
"Good friend," thought Mei Changsu, a touch hysterically. "Good friend indeed." He wanted to put his head in his hands. Noble consort Jing was no fool. In fact, her skills might be unmatched in the whole of Jinling. She had deduced who he was based on nothing but a chance reading of an obscure travelogue. To deduce the relationship between him and her son would be like child's play, especially since Jingyan, foolish buffalo Jingyan, would never hide it from her. So, not only had Mei Changsu defiled noble consort Jing's son, which she now knew, but he had done so on a bed of lies, which she also knew. He eyed the packet of medicine apprehensively, weighing the possibility
it would make him break out in a painful and embarrassing rash. Surely noble consort Jing, who was of upright moral character, would never do something so petty to her own nephew. Right?
Sir Su, asked Jing Yan, is something wrong?
He sounded so concerned that Mei Cheng Su looked up, which was a mistake, because Jing Yan's face immediately went wooden and fixed.
I have overstepped, he said. I apologize.
No, said Mei Cheng Su, and tried to think of something to say that wasn't about how he just made an enemy of his honored aunt.
No, it's just I wouldn't want noble consort Jing to trouble herself over someone as humble as myself. Your Highness has been more than generous, truly. I could not ask for anything more.
Jing Yan frowned.
It is no trouble, he said. My mother was more than happy to do such a small thing. She knows that you and I are close, that you are someone I care for.
He pressed the packet into Mei Cheng Su's hands.
Please, take it.
Mei Cheng Su took the packet, bowed so Jing Yan would not see his face. Somehow, he managed to keep his tone measured.
Thank you, Your Highness.
The medicine worked. For the first time in months, Mei Cheng Su slept soundly through the night. Chapter 2. Previously.
Mother, may I ask a favor of you?
Noble consort Jing paused in the midst of serving the soup she had prepared, looking at her son. Of course, my son, she said. Anything I can do for you would give me great pleasure. It was true, but Jing Yan asked for very little, and so infrequently, that even this request was quite unusual.
It is not strictly for myself,
said Jing Yan, who had always been incurably honest.
I have a friend who has lately been having trouble sleeping. I should like to do something to ease his struggle, and wondered if there might be something you could give me.
Noble consort Jing thought about her son, and what could be said about his tendency to form friendships. She thought about intimacies that might be shared between friends. She folded her hands. Would this happen to be Sir Su that you speak of? She inquired as mildly as if she were commenting on the weather.
Yes, Jing Yan said and smiled. As always, it squeezed at her heart. Mother was encouraging me to treat him well, after all.
She had, and she wasn't sure now whether she regretted it. I'm sorry to hear he has been troubled lately, she said. She could guess at some of the factors that might be keeping Suja from a peaceful rest. There was no doubt there was more to the story than what she knew, but from her pinhole perspective in the Jiluo Palace, there was a limit to what she could find out. I have some herbs that should soothe his mind and help him sleep more calmly.
Thank you, Mother, said Jing Yan with a bow. I am sure your medicine will do wonders for him.
Noble consort Jing took in his expression, the quiet curl of a smile tucked away in the corner of his mouth, and felt a wave of sorrow and longing crest over her. It was like looking across 20 years and seeing her younger self reflected back at her. She had looked like that once, guarding her happiness like a treasured secret. Noble consort Jing reached out across the table and took his hand. In her memory, Yue Yao Jie Jie smiled back beneath the plum blossoms. You are a good son, Jing Yan, she said. Sir Su is fortunate to have you as a friend, and you should cherish your time with him. These moments of companionship are to be treasured, for they will not always last. Jing Yan looked at her with concern, brows creased.
Mother, is something wrong?
He asked.
You seem out of sorts.
No, she said, Perhaps I find myself a little melancholy, remembering the past, but that is all. Please do not worry about me. After all, she could not blame her son for giving his heart to a member of the Lin family. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.